That's you playing Mozart's Concerto for Flute, Harp, and Orchestra on a recording from Channel Classics, the featured work on tomorrow night's program. Ilana, you're close to home playing with the Oklahoma City Philharmonic. How is performing for a hometown crowd different from other venues?
Well, I think, you know, I love to perform no matter where I am. It's always a privilege. But doing it at home is extra meaningful, you know, partly just because it's a familiar place. I see lots of people I haven't seen in a while. And, you know, there's just the warmth of being able to come home and share a little bit of what I do with the, you know, the folks I grew up with.
The Mozart you're playing is unique for that composer. Why do you think it's the only composition we know of that he actually wrote for harp?
You know, the backstory on this is kind of interesting. He wrote this for one of his very, very talented prodigies. And, you know, in those days, music teachers just taught every instrument. And she was a harp student. And the piece was actually written for her and her father, a duke who was also a flutist. So very often we get pieces written for the harp when someone has a mother who's a harpist or a wife or a love interest or some sort of, you know, familial or romantic relationship.
Why is that so for the harp? Why doesn't the harp stand on its own in terms of those amazing classical compositions that we hear for other instruments?
Well, I think a couple of reasons. I think even now it does not always occur to composers to write for an instrument that, you know, perhaps they don't entirely understand. Right now I'm in the process of trying to meet a deadline for a book called a Composer's Guide to Writing for the Harp, which I think is one of the most important things I'm going to be able to leave behind, you know, for my field, because it's just so such a mystery.
It seems to me that the harp is one of those instruments that people know. You hear it, you recognize, you know what it is. Yet it's unique in so many ways. What do you think the harp's role is, and how does it touch people?
Well, you know, I feel really privileged to play an instrument that sort of has a place in so many people's hearts. You know, it's not always thought of as necessarily a serious classical instrument, but just about everybody you might ask, even lay people who are not involved in music, they have an idea about the harp, whether it's a little cherub holding a lyre or an Irish harp or a folk harp or, you know, a grand concert harp like the one that I play.
When you're on the road or at home and not working, and I say that in quotes, what do you listen to? And we'll actually go out with that.
Classical music, you mean, or
any music?
Oh boy, I'll date myself with this, but I love Earth, Wind, and Fire, and even Aerosmith, and a lot of jazz artists. I listen to Stanley Clarke, and you know, a lot of those folks. So, a little September. Well, your audience appreciate that. You know, I just have a great appreciation for all sorts of music.
Thank you so much for the time tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for talking to me.
Remember?